She, Harry, Ron, and Hermione proceeded up to the very top deck, where there were two chairs at the very front of the bus and two at the back. Stan Shunpike, the conductor, followed Harry and Ron eagerly to the back. Heads turned as Harry passed, and when he sat down, he saw all the faces flick back to the front again. As Harry and Ron handed Stan 11 sickles each, the bus set off again, swaying ominously. It rumbled around Grimald Square, weaving on and off the pavement. Then, with another tremendous bang, they were all flung backward. Ron's chair toppled right over, and Pigwidgeon, who had been on his lap, burst out of his cage and flew twittering wildly up to the front of the bus, where he fluttered down upon Hermione's shoulder instead. Harry, who had narrowly avoided falling by seizing a candle bracket, looked out of the window. They were now speeding down what appeared to be a motorway.
"Just outside Birmingham," said Stan happily, answering Harry's unasked question as Ron struggled up from the floor. "You keep him well then, Harry? I seen your name in the paper loads over the summer, but it weren't never nothing very nice. I said to Ern, I said, he didn't seem like a nutter when we met him. Just goes to show, don't it?"
He handed over their tickets and continued to gaze enthralled at Harry. Apparently Stan did not care how nutty somebody was if they were famous enough to be in the paper. The night bus swayed alarmingly, overtaking a line of cars on the inside. Looking toward the front of the bus, Harry saw Hermione cover her eyes with her hands, Pigwidgeon still swaying happily on her shoulder. Bang! Chairs slid backward again as the night bus jumped from the Birmingham motorway to a quiet country lane full of hairpin bends. Hedgerows on either side of the road were leaping out of their way as they mounted the verges. From here they moved to a main street in the middle of a busy town, then to a viaduct surrounded by tall hills, then to a windswept road between high-rise flats, each time with a loud bang.
"I've changed my mind," muttered Ron, picking himself up from the floor for the sixth time. "I never want to ride on here again."
"Listen, it's Hogwarts stop after this," said Stan brightly, swaying toward them. "That bossy woman up front who got on with you, she's given us a little tip to move you up the queue. We're just going to let Madame Marsh off first, though."
There was more retching from downstairs, followed by a horrible spattering sound.
"She's not feeling her best."
A few minutes later, the night bus screeched to a halt outside a small pub, which squeezed itself out of the way to avoid a collision. They could hear Stan ushering the unfortunate Madame Marsh out of the bus and the relieved murmurings of her fellow passengers on the second deck. The bus moved on again, gathering speed, until, bang, they were rolling through a snowy Hogsmeade. Harry caught a glimpse of the Hogshead down its side street, the severed boar's head sign creaking in the wintry wind. Flecks of snow hit the large window at the front of the bus. At last they rolled to a halt outside the gates to Hogwarts. Lupin and Tonks helped them off the bus with their luggage and then got off to say goodbye. Harry glanced up at the three decks of the night bus and saw all the passengers staring down at them, noses flat against the windows.
"You'll be safe once you're in the grounds," said Tonks, casting a careful eye around at the deserted road. "Have a good term, okay?"
"Look after yourselves," said Lupin, shaking hands all round and reaching Harry last.
"And listen."
He lowered his voice while the rest of them exchanged last-minute goodbyes with Tonks.
"Harry, I know you don't like Snape, but he is a superb Occlumens, and we all, Sirius included, want you to learn to protect yourself. So work hard, all right?"
"Yeah, all right," said Harry heavily, looking up into Lupin's prematurely lined face.
"See you then."